Hey, everybody, and welcome to this Nick's bare butt shaking playlist. I was asked a while ago, every so often, somebody's like, hey, do you have a list for X, Y, or Z? And I'm like, you know, I do, but here's the problem. Over the course of 43 years of being alive, 4,811 years of my life, I have heard much music, including when my cousin Grog used to bounce a stick off of the cave wall and went, listen, I shall call it new jazz. Anyway, dumb joke. So I was asked if I could put together a list of music that I enjoyed, specifically for the shaking of the rump. And so what I did was I spent about 8 hours overthinking it, every so often having songs pop into my head. And I was like, you know what? I need to simplify this. I could do this forever. I could literally sit you guys down and be like, here is all of the metric tonnage of music that I love. But instead of that, I've curated a list. And the list has a couple of things on it that you might know and a couple of things on it you might not know. But I always like to use opportunities like this in order to educate or remind, right? Like, so you can, it's a simple list. I'll post it along with the actual post. You guys can listen to stuff you haven't heard before, or maybe get reminded of something you have heard before, or you can just be like, hey, man, well, he's got taste, I guess, or not, who's to say? So here goes, the Bare Butt Shaking Playlist. This is the pop funk mix. This is for the shaking of the hips and doing the dips. And honestly, I mean, given the amount of room that I'm in, the dip that I just did was moderately okay, right? Like, and worst part is I can't really, I can be shaking the hips, but unfortunately, it's so dark down there that I could pan the camera, but it wouldn't really help anybody. Anyways, on to the bare butt shaking list. We start off with Wyclef Jean's We Trying to Stay Alive. Now, is it a cover? Is it a remix? Does it sample from Staying Alive? Yes, it does. Is it still a staple of my youth? Abso-frickin-lutely. I can badly mouth every word to that song and be dancing at the same time. And for a white guy, that's saying something. It's just something about it always has a little bit of that. It really does. It talks about Saturday nights going out, and it reminds me of the pace I used to set when I was walking to the bars or to the clubs, you know, with my friends. Kind of that carefree, kind of knowing you look good, moving through the streets as though everybody in front of you is going to part like the Red Sea in order for you to get your fine ass where you want to go. So, We Trying to Stay Alive by Wyclef Jean. Absolute banger. Absolute. Absolute. All right. Next is David Peterson, David Hawkins, and Aaron Hotch. Stop, Drop, and Roll. Or I should say Stop, Drop, Roll. There is no and. If you're looking it up, it's just Stop, Drop, Roll. This song came out of nowhere for me. It's one of those hidden gems that I may have graced in the past, but did not really remember until, I'm going to admit it, I watched the movie The Bad Guys with the kids, and this song is featured in the first 10 minutes, and I'm just like, oh, this song is a revelation. And it stuck in my brain, and it warmed my heart, and it made the whole car hop just a little bit, which is weird because, you know, I'm driving a stock Chevy or a stock Ford truck, so not really possible, no hydraulics involved, but it still makes the car feel like it's bouncing. Definitely worth it. I'm just going to let you know, though, if you play it in the car, it is required you are wearing sunglasses at the time. It just enhances the whole experience. Also helped if your left arm is out the driver's side window, or if you're in a passenger seat, your arm is out the window you know, according to what's closest to your appendage. Completely worth it, though. Check out this song. Love it. Every single time I listen to it, I love it. Next song is Nick Jonas's Watch Me. Now, there is going to be a thing on here you're going to notice where I am bolstering white boys who have borrowed heavily. I'm sorry, but it's like, yeah, you know what? I know, okay? It's Nick Jonas, and you're like, okay, but Watch Me has a really solid beat, and it's just fun, and every single time I hear it, there's something about it that just makes me, my hips moving uncontrollably. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, it's a song that has a almost competitive dance feeling to it. It has that a rhythm high enough, fast enough that it ends up instilling kind of a fast pace, almost as though it's going to override your heartbeat. I love the song. It is an absolute staple in the car. It gets played at least once a week, especially when I'm driving. Because it's just a good song to me. And I'm in love with certain pieces of music just because of the pieces of music, to the point where I'll search them out. And what's weird is that I was like, oh, this song is awesome, and then later found out that it was in the movie Ferdinand, which is about an anime. It's like based on the book Ferdinand, and it's voiced by John Cena, and they have a breakdance battle at one point in the movie, and this is the song that's featured. Funny scene made better by a song that I was like, oh, this is a solid song, and then was like, oh, it's a solid song from a movie soundtrack, I guess? I'm not quite sure. Next, Scissor Sisters, Take Your Mama. Now, there are certain parts of this list that will also say to you, strutting, big heels, absolute funk. Take Your Mama by Scissor Sisters has been part of the community in my area for a long time. And it's just so fun to sing to. It is so fun to like bop to. I mean, it's just one of those, it feels like disco that just reemerged in the 90s. Love it. Love the track to death. Absolutely. So good. Now, the next one is kind of a classic. The next one holds up. The next one would be my introduction to anybody who does not know this band, okay? Queen's Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Might not be the first track you think of. Right? Might not be the first track you think of when you think of Queen. Like, because most people are like, We Will Rock You, or We Are the Champions, or Another One Bites the Dust. No. Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy is the song that always kind of like locked in for me what Freddie Mercury was capable of doing. You know what I mean? Like, it always felt like in that he had an energy. The song in and of itself covers ranges. It's playful, it's poppy, it's got a nice beat to it, and it feels like every single time that song plays, I act it out as much as I sing along with it, right? And my vocal range is not at Freddie Mercury's by any stretch of the imagination, but it's still too fun not to sing along to, and not necessarily dance to, but just like bop to. I act it out. You know, there's a lot of hand motions that go into it when I'm singing this song. Oftentimes I will pretend something is a microphone when this song is playing. And the kids love singing along too, which is great because there's always those vocal harmonies that pop up in the song, and the kids just love singing the little flusters, what are they called? That is not the hand motion that goes with this. I know. flourishes. Holy crap. Oh, man. All right. Anyway, we're only on song number 5. The Avett Brothers Ain't No Man. Country band, folk band, put out one single with Rick Rubin that just kind of like, I was like, okay, I feel it. You guys have like, and they're not, there's stuff about the Avett Brothers that I love. Other stuff that I love about the Avett Brothers. I Am Loving You will always make me teary, especially if the kids are around. But Ain't No Man just has that hard walking on a fall in the city feeling to it. It's just got that, you know, I feel good about being myself. I'm just going to strut my way through town. And that's it. George Michael's Freedom, another one, kind of from the heyday of me coming up, kind of surrounded by it with the communities that I grew up in the midst of, was a great song. George Michael's lyrics, George Michael's vocals, always been classic, always will be classic. He was amazing. There's stuff from Wham that still sticks in my goddamn head, but George Michael's Freedom is a good inroad to George Michael's. The Dixie Cups, Ico Ico. When I used to work delivery installation, there was this one place I used to go that was a diner, and I used to get fried chicken, red beans and rice, Coke, and a couple of other, like, the cornbread was fantastic, the green beans were amazing, like, everything was great, just freaking great. And I cannot tell you how many times Ico Ico played on the jukebox while I was there. And two things about that cemented within me. The best fried chicken I've ever had in my entire life. And that diner. And there's something bittersweet about it, because there were moments of peace after days of hard back-breaking labor that this song just pops into my head. But every single time I hear it, I have to slap my thighs going along with it, you know? It just kind of, it instills in me a feeling of peace, but at the same time, for some reason, every single time I hear it, the part of my brain that does things that it probably shouldn't go, you know, this song would really be a great soundtrack to a fight scene. And I'm like, why? I don't know. But anyway, Ben Harper's Steal My Kisses, another country pop folk. Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. Love a lot of their stuff. Love Ben's stuff when he's independent. Love him when he's with the bands. Steal My Kisses was a foundational song for me. It was the song that I would sing and kind of like groove along to when I was covering large distances between classes in high school, oddly enough. And it was the thing that I would always pantomime the song while I was hanging around the girls that I thought were pretty. So it's just stuck in my head. It's just so good. And yes, okay, Steal My Kisses in and of itself is problematic, but it's kind of like that playful, you know. Anyway, so yeah, Aretha's Think. Now, if I say Aretha and I say Think and you say Aretha who, get out. Just go. Just go. Just leave. Listen, I'm not saying that me and my favorite male cohort are going to go into a diner, order 4 fried chickens and a Coke, and just some plain white dry toast. But it might happen. No. Aretha is fundamental. Aretha is foundational. Aretha is so many things to so many people, did so much. And it's beautiful in and of itself. You cannot have a foundational understanding of the sounds of the United States without Aretha Franklin. There I said it. Do I sound like just some prototypical white podcast? Probably. Oh my God. Anyway, Casey and the Sunshine's Boogie Shoes, Pure Sunshine and Rainbows. This is a perfect summer song. If you are wearing cutoff jean shorts or you are just enjoying a hot summer cookout, this is one of those fundamental songs that needs to be on the list. So does Gene Knight's Mr. Big Stuff. So does The Spinners' Rubber Band Man. These are songs. Okay, listen. if you hear these three songs within the course of 10 minutes, I am on the deck barefoot and the grill is going. I don't make the rules. That is just the nature of things. I am dancing. I've got a pair of tongs in my hand and I'm going along with it. You know what I'm saying? It just, it's the nature of the beast. But these were fundamental things built into my brain. These were just pieces of music that captured something within me and like have propelled themselves forward to the point where they have made their way onto more than one playlist that I own. Post Malone's Wow. Don't know what it is about this song. Lyrically, okay. Can't keep up with Post Malone. I'm old. What can you do? But again, it's that beat, it's that thump, it's that rhythm. The whole thing just sits perfect in my brain every time I hear it. And if I am in the car, if I am out in public, it does not matter. I am moving to the song, not to the world. The world is adapting to me. Okay? So my next stop on the list is Khalid's Talk. Slow jam. Lyrics have to do with, you know, can be considered a little bit heavy, right? Can be, have weight to them. But guess what? That beat is undeniable. It slows down the hips, you know? It's got that nice feeling to it. It just rolls. And his voice, it does not hurt that the man has the voice of a butter-covered panther, okay? Like, it is just, there is nothing if not power in the subtlety and just the flat-out rhythm to the way that he projects his message. Love it. And that song just, every single time it comes on the radio, which sometimes is too often, I have to listen to it. All right. Pink's Raise Your Glass. Pink's Raise Your Glass is a little bit, again, it's an introduction to somebody whose body of work has been way too broad. So you can't fault an artist. Why am I still coughing? So you can't fault an artist for trying out different genres, right? And you can't fault them for attempting different things in order to expand themselves. And I feel like Pink has, like, broached a lot of different shores when it comes to her music. But I'll be honest with you, like, this song, every single time I hear it, it's fun, it's upbeat, it's poppy. It is really that moment where you're enjoying the company of people who you just love. And so raising your glass makes the most sense. Mika's Grace Kelly. I'm going to say it again. I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. This is one I mouth every single word to. There are times where I will sing along. There are times where I worry that I am too loud. I will dance along to this song. I will act it out. It is nothing but pure love for me. This song always warms my heart and it always makes me want to move. Eric Hutchinson's Rock and Roll. Now, here's a white boy who's desperately trying. Eric Hutchinson's Rock and Roll is on an album of a lot of very solid tracks. He's got a pretty solid voice. His writing is amazing. His composing is pretty good. His ability to play multiple instruments is also quite endearing. It's something I could never accomplish. And this song, just something about this song, while still having a message, it's just upbeat. It's just fun. It's easy to sing along to. So I do every single time I hear it. Jack Johnson's Losing Keys, the Catalyst remix. Not the original track. Jack Johnson is known for his contemplative single guitar ballads. He has a sultry, quiet voice. His voice very much reminds me of the beach. Every single album he put, like his first three albums, he got into a lot of social and environmental messaging, which I support completely. But his first three albums, a lot of it is songs that you would expect to be coming out of a radio when you're sitting on a beach in the summer. Especially Islands. To me, anyway. Losing Keys was a very downbeat song, which when Catalyst got their hands on it, it became a funk single. A funk single that I cannot get out of my head. And so it is the perfect amalgam of me being able to sing Jack Johnson's lyrics and the song being an absolute friggin' earworm. And I love it, and I will never go without. Blackstreet's No Diggity. I'm not going to explain this. If you don't know this song, go listen to it. If you know this song, you know this song. That's it. That's it. That is all I'm saying about it. Done. Marvin Gaye's Gotta Give It Up. Foundational. Foundational. If you do not know Marvin Gaye, go listen to him. Give at least, listen to every single track that man put out. Every single one. His music was the voice and the soul of a time and an era. A time and an era. Really, that's what I'm going with. A time and a place. And he just defined music for a lot of people. Gotta Give It Up is for the party when the sun has gone down, the string lights are on, and you're just kind of dancing between picnic tables that are covered in food that were cooked a while ago, but everybody keeps picking at now and then. You know, you're on your fifth or sixth, things are kind of going well. You're dancing with the actual bottle in your hand over your head. Like, you're starting to get close to people you enjoy the company of. You're not necessarily moving that fast anymore. You're living in that late afternoon summer space, but still it feels like a grand old time. Janelle Monae Queen, or Q-U-E-E-N. I've the last list I put out, the Adult Fun Time list that I put out had Janelle Monae on it. This list has Janelle Monae on it. I do not think that there is a list I would produce that did not have at least one Janelle Monae track on it. An artist in the purest sense. A powerhouse, a voice, a feeling, an inescapable energy and personality. Janelle Monae's music is amazing to me. Bob Schneider's Best Laid Plans. Can sing along to it. This is the song that you play the morning after, where the four of you are sitting in a greasy spoon. Everybody's wearing sunglasses, even though the sun hasn't come up yet. You've ordered very quietly the most grease-covered food you can possibly get your hands on. Somebody's got tissue jammed in a nostril, and another one's got an ice pack on their eye. You know what I mean? But still, it's the song that kind of just, I feel it out every single time, and I'm loving it every single time I hear it. So yeah, it sets a beat inside that might not cause anything other than the toe taps and the neck moving, but it'll set it. You know, it sets it, and then you kind of like, you find that groove is something you can exist in. That half-smoked cigarette sticking out of your mouth, hair completely disheveled, but I'm gonna go, you know, because I'm still alive, and I'm still doing it, and this is perfectly fine. So Bob Schneider's Best Laid Plans, definitely. Sharon Jones, 100 Days, 100 Nights. Again, like, Sharon Jones was a voice. I feel as though we lost her too soon. She was amazing. The music she put out was amazing. Everything about it is glorious. Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay. Hot Summer City Mornings, where you have to be wearing pants because you're going to work and you're eating ice cream on the way there because it's going to be too damn hot, but still that kind of that summer stick in a way has that sweet enticement to it. You know what I mean? Like, you have that, just that there's that sheen to you, but at the same time you don't necessarily mind it. You know what I mean? Because you're like, I'm a little bit warm, but at the same time I'm like sun-kissed, and it's that feeling of like that mellow just that mellow smoothness that kind of makes you feel like anybody fine enough that you come up against, you would have no problem like asking for their number or seeing if they're doing anything tonight. You might be a little uncomfortable by conventional standards, but goddamn if this song doesn't end up putting you in the right state of mind. Faith Evans, Mesmerized. I keep, you know, foundations of good booty shaking music, bar none. Like, Faith Evans, Mesmerized just has those feelings of all of those tracks. The next track on the list is of mine is Doo-Wop That Thing by Lauryn Hill. Like, and I feel like the two of those could go hand in hand when it comes to a block party. You know what I mean? Like when the vendors are lining the streets where everything's, the traffic's blocked off, where somebody's popped a hydrant. Like this, these songs very much remind me of those summers I spent playing basketball with kids in the rec center. And then, Otter Pops. Yeah. So, Calio, Broken Bones, a little bit of a veer here. A little bit of a veer. Has a nice electric guitar feeling to it. Has a nice beat to it. Has that kind of step to it. Kind of sets you right. You know what I mean? Kind of gets your mindset lined up so that you realize that you and the steps that you're taking aren't necessarily just footsteps. They're actual downbeats. You can keep this, you can carry it. And the thing is that this is the song that's going to set you in that mindset of the 800-pound gorilla, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going through a world, and something about this beat, something about this song, the guitar, everything just kind of gets you on that path. You're going in the right direction. Carol Emerald's Tangled Up, the low-key remix. Never has a song said to me, I just pulled off a jewel heist and stuffed the jewels into the inner pocket of my pristinely tailored, extremely slim cut suit while I'm running through the streets of Venice trying to get to a gondola in order to avoid the police, quite like Carol Emerald's Tangled Up, the low-key remix. Her voice is amazing. She's got very much a feeling of the dapper 20s and 30s. Give it a shot. It's definitely worth it. Some of her other stuff you might find just as interesting. Blue to Tigers, Figure It Out. Kind of a subtle thump to it, right? It's got that figured it out. Like, you've got, it's just something about it. It's the mellow ass shake. You know what I'm saying? It's not like necessarily like you're dancing to impress. It's that could hear it in an elevator and remember that you have groove built into every muscle and fiber of your being. You know what I mean? Just that feeling like I'm gonna stand behind the people in the elevator with my hands, one hand in the other. And this song's going to start playing, and I'm just going to start shaking, you know? I'm just going to start swaying a little bit. I'm going to feel it out. I'm going to bop my head a little bit, and then notice that the person standing in front of me has seen what I'm doing, has turned to look at me, and instead of stopping, I continue to do what I'm doing, but I smirk at him and give him one of those, hey, how you doings? You know, it's subtle enough that it can come up in casual interactions in the real world, but at the same time, it's got that, it almost like a very low key beat to it. Love it, love it, love it. Silk Sonic's Fly Is Me. Listen, Silk Sonic's album in and of itself, Bruno Mars, like, do not miss out on this album. The album feels like it should have been on Soul Train. Every single one of the tracks is complete and utter genius. It will make you feel like you are rocking a velour fucking suit and are about to have the hottest date of your life at the exact same time. Listen, I'm not saying it is pimp/player music, but just I am leaving it to more wise and intellectual and melanin-blessed individuals. Like, no, man. Like, that album. The Silk Sonic album is amazing. Fly As Me is a great introduction if you haven't heard it before. Nick Acosta's Everybody Got Their Something. You have slept on this person. You have slept on Nick Acosta. You do not know her. I do not blame you. You hear her music. You have heard her music before. I guarantee to you. Everybody Got Their Something is that track that you're just like, ooh, I know this song. Yeah, well, listen to the rest of her stuff. Her voice is amazing. Her energy is infectious. Like, you get caught up in it with her. It's amazing. But yeah, definitely check it out. The next track I'm going to name the next track, and I'm going to give no commentary. None whatsoever. This was a very difficult vetting process. There were many good candidates. I am going to give my go-to, especially the go-to that gets played randomly. Prince's Kiss. I'm done. Enough said. Toni Braxton's He Wasn't Man Enough. Now, you guys know how I feel about Toni. You know how I feel about Toni. I'm not going to get into it because I could run on for a couple hours. You've heard me drop an octave, right? I'm starting to sound a little smokier right now, and it's Toni's fault. So we're just going to leave it at that. Toni's voice does things to me, and this song was the beat that went along with it. It was a little bit more of a jam and was popular enough that I could listen to Toni Braxton and not catch shit about it. Not that I really gave a shit if I caught shit about it, but anyway. Beyoncé's Don't Hurt Yourself. Beyoncé's Lemonade album is a groundbreaker. If you had told me that on Lemonade you were going to have a track that had the guitar of Jack White, I would have been like, what? But it works. It works ridiculously well. The two greats working together, producing a solid piece of music. Do not ignore this track, right? May not be the most popular track on that album. Still one of my favorites, bar none. And it makes me shake my ass every single time. Now, the next track is Childish Gambino's Me and Your Mama off of the Redbone album. Here's the thing about this track. What it is at the beginning and what it is by the end of the track are two very different things. And it's deceptive. And it is beautifully deceptive. You start off, it's got a very simple, it's just got a very like, it's just very melodic, it's very smooth. And then there's just this acid funk that drops. And it just, something about it, every single time I hear it, makes me bite my bottom lip and just draw my hips up. You know what I'm saying? You know the move. You can kind of sort of see it. It's implied what's going on right now. You know what I mean? It's just, like that was the triple thrust right there. I'm sorry. It is. And so, while I love Childish Gambino across the board, and the fact that he has tried many different things, Redbone album is great, but Me and Your Mama is that one track that surprises everybody, because if you only listen to the first 2 minutes, like the first 60 seconds of it, you do not know what you are getting. You have let grandma lure you into the house. The door has been shut and the wolf is free. It's, ooh, love it. Two more, real quick. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. I am a child of the 80s. I have a love-hate relationship with most 80s pop. This song has been, it's said to me that this song is problematic. I'm not quite sure why, nor am I Googling it. Come On Eileen is that song, I don't know why, that just makes me two-step it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is. It's so catchy. The lyrics are so simple. It just, it sticks. So, yeah. So, it's indefensible, but it's there. And my last track is the surprise track. The unexpected track. The curveball, if you will. It is Love's Gonna Pick You Up on the Vivo soundtrack. Now, Vivo was an animated movie. The soundtrack was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It is on Netflix. That being said, this is a song sung by two flamingos. I think they're flamingos. Anyways, doesn't matter. Does not matter. They are animated birds. So I'm kind of on the fence about them anyway, because they're animated birds. And you know me and birds, not a big fan. But this song is that song that I will sing to and grind out in public. And if anybody's like, oh my goodness, I'm like, no, it's from an animated movie. What you gonna do about it? It is a minute and a half of pure gloriousness. It is fantastic. If you had seen the movie, you would know the track. It didn't get play anywhere else. It's just adorable. The lyrics are fun, right? It's just, it's wondrous. And I love it. And that's it. So yes. So this has been the Bare Butt Shaking playlist. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you have gotten a little bit of inspiration when it comes to shaking that groove thing. Yes, I said that out loud. We're just going to leave it there. Music is such a connective tissue for me. If you guys enjoy this, if you don't enjoy it, let me know in the comments. If you guys want me to do a rock list or a rap list or anything else, feel free to hit me up. I have absolutely no problem doing this because there is, I think, the genre of music I touch upon the least is country music. But still I have some country songs that I can't get rid of. So like I just, my musical knowledge is all over the place. And, hopefully you guys have learned that through the energy and the positivity that I try to instill through these. So yeah. So, okay. This has been the Bare Shaking, playlist. Enjoy. Have fun storming the castle and have fun, hopefully, discovering some new music.